Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The beef cattle industry of today, more efficient and effective in utilizing resources than ever before. Back on that in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Critics of the U.S. beef cattle industry love to make claims that we are environmental hogs, that we're always using more and more resources, causing more greenhouse gas pollution in this country and in this world as we grow more beef. However, the research simply does not bear up with those claims. According to Jude Capper, who's a researcher out of Washington State University, she published an article that has been published in the Journal of Animal Science in December of 2011, just published, The Environmental Impact of Beef Production in the United States, 1977 compared with 2007. In the abstract, she states, consumers often perceive that modern beef production has an environmental impact far greater than that of historical systems, the good old days, with improved efficiency being achieved at the expense of greenhouse gas emissions. That simply is hot air. According to the researcher from Washington State, modern beef production requires considerably fewer resources than the equivalent system in 1977. 30% fewer animals, 19% less feed, 12% less water, and 33% less land required to produce the same amount of beef here in 2007, the year that the study was based off of, compared to 20 years or 30 years earlier in 1977. Waste outputs also reduced. Modern beef systems producing 19% less manure for every kilogram of beef produced. The carbon footprint of beef produced in 2007, according to Jude Copper, reduced by 16.3% compared to the equivalent beef production of 1977. She adds that as the U.S. population increases, it's crucial to continue the improvements in efficiency demonstrated over the last 30 years to supply the market demand for safe, affordable beef while reducing resource use and mitigating environmental impact. Her conclusions say basically that same thing that she said in the opening comments of the abstract of the paper that was published by the Animal Science Journal this last month. She says, it is clear that improving productivity is the key to reducing the environmental impact of beef production. She adds, anecdotal evidence, though, from the current beef industry suggests that beef yield for animal has reached a plateau. She believes the key for the future will be looking at improved growth rates, fertility, morbidity, mortality, forage management, tweak all these parts of the system to be more efficient than ever before in producing beef for this world. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Agriculture's big business in Oklahoma, and nobody covers it better than Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron is the source for agricultural news, news that means the difference sometimes between profits and losses on the farm. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association awarded Ron the Excellence in Agriculture Journalism Award. When you need up-to-the-minute information about Oklahoma agriculture, listen to farm broadcasters Ron Hayes and Ed Richards on this station, a proud member of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.